I'm Liz Wright, and this is Are You Looking At Me? I'm in the studio now with a new guest, and my guest now is Eddie Ink. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Liz. I'm very well indeed.
It's so good to see you. I haven't seen you for a while, and last time you came in, you played the most beautiful guitar and entertained us with Tom and Jane.
Yes, I remember that occasion, but sadly Tom has passed away now. It's a real sad loss to music community. He wrote some fantastic lyrics and was a really nice guy. Very quiet, but he was a very nice guy.
Yeah, he was a fantastic singer. Jane and him were a dynamic duo together.
That's right.
So when
they
comes back,
the St Kilda Man.
Yeah, and that's what he's saying in the studio.
Right.
Eddie, you've got a couple of tunes for us today. I think we might launch into one and then come back and have a bit of a chat around what's been happening with you over this last year with your songwriting endeavours and your plans for your music career. So what would you like to play for us first today?
Okay, well, this is a brand new song, actually. I finished writing it this morning. It doesn't have a title yet.
So it's a scoop, everybody.
It is indeed.
It's a debut.
You heard it here on 3CR first.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So it's often with new songs, there's a few corners on them, a few edges, so there'll be some of those. But don't worry about it too much. But it does relate somewhat to the theme of disability at the moment, because it is about medical issues and doctors and so on. So I'll launch straight into it if my guitar's in tune and we'll see how we go.
Thank you.
Hey, doctor, can you tell me what's wrong with me? Is it written down? Can I see? I don't feel well inside my head. I keep remembering things that were said. He's not normal. A touch askew. What's wrong with me, doctor? I'm asking you. Yeah, well, leave me alone. I'll be all right. Have a smoke. Get through the night. All my problems out of sight. Yeah, don't worry about me, 'cause I'm all right. Hey, doctor, do I need another test? Yeah, take more pills and have a long rest. I appreciate your dedication. I'm getting sick of my medication. It's not normal from my point of view. What's wrong with me, doctor? I'm asking you.
Thanks, Eddie. That's beautiful. That didn't sound as rough as you thought it might. It sounded beautiful. It was great.
Thank you.
So what have you been doing over this past year? So still doing songwriting workshops?
Yes, obviously. I've been going down to Soul Green with the wonderful Wild at Heart crew, doing the songwriting on Wednesday afternoons, and it's great working down there. There's a great bunch of people, all like-minded. No one's judgmental. They don't have a cup of tea and a biscuit and write a few lyrics and knock out a few chords. And it's a really great place to go and congregate. I'm still living in a rooming house, so it's good for me to get out.
Yeah, definitely.
And mix with other people, which is a thing that a lot of people in rooming houses find it difficult to do. And if you are living in a rooming house right now, it's a beautiful sunny day outside. Just get out, get some vitamin D and have a wander around and life can sometimes be a lot better than you think it might be.
You've got a song called Rooming House Blues,
Yes, nice segue.
Yeah, nice segue indeed. It'd be nice to hear it. I think for all those people living in rooming houses, it would be good to listen to a song that might touch on how you live and who you live with.
Okay, yeah, this is called Rooming House Blues. I haven't actually sung this one for a while, so I'm probably a bit rusty on a lot of what I'm doing. But, it was written in a rooming house, so people who live there might know what I'm talking about. Breaking glass shatters my dream. Dogs are barking again. Another man's music playing in my ears as daylight takes up the strain. Things look the same in the stark light of day. Stains on the wall, knocked down away. My head is still aching, my head's turning gray. I've got the rooming house blues, don't you know? I've got the rooming house blues. Each day is the same for the man with no name. Number stuck on his door. He gets so depressed, not worth getting dressed, wondering what life is for. Things look the same in the stark light of day. Stains on the wall, but not gone away. My head is still aching, my head's turning gray. I got the rooming house blues, don't you know? I got the rooming house blues. With feelings of doom in a rooming house room, coping with life all alone, with no one to care in a house of despair. Easily sink like a stone. Things look the same in the stark light of day. Stains on the wall, it's not gone away. My head is still aching, my head's turning gray. I've got the rooming house blues, don't you know? I've got the rooming house blues, it's time to go. I've got the rooming house blues.
Boy, you can paint a picture. You really can. How long have you lived in a rooming house, Eddie?
Coming up for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
The same one?
The same one. When I first moved in, I lived in a tin shed in the grounds of the rooming house. That's when I was drinking rather a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
And but I haven't had a drink now for 12 years, so I'm totally off the booze.
Yeah.
And also... I've also just given up dope as well. So this coming up at Christmas Day will be 2 years since I've been off dope. So I'm now staring reality in the face.
It's real.
It's all real. There's a real world out there, but it's really worth it. It really is. So.
That's amazing. What sort of guitar have you got?
This is a Gibson J45. It's a bit rattly at the moment. It needs new strings on it, and I'm all fingers and thumbs because I've been tearing around on trams and rushing around trying to get here today, so I'm not entirely settled at the moment.
Are you feeling more relaxed, though, the more you play?
Oh, yeah, always.
Because it sounds
I
great.
I do suffer from anxiety, so, you know, I never feel 100% sort of happy about whatever I do.
Yeah. Well, anxiety, you know, for a lot of people is really debilitating, and on International Day of People with Disability, it's a really important issue that mental health and anxiety and social pressures can make people feel, you know, very much on the outer. So it's I'm really excited that you decided to come and join part of the day with us, because that's what we like to do, is talk about all the issues and not sort of skimp on. You know, some people don't talk about mental health. Some people don't talk about anxiety, but I think it's prevalent for all of us.
It's definitely there, and I think even if you yourself don't actually suffer from any mental illness, then there'll be a member of your family or someone you know
That's
does.
Right.
So everyone is affected by mental health one way or another. That's one of the reasons I think why I like writing songs and lyrics, is it gets a lot of that sort of anxiety. You can get it out of you, but also you can identify with other people and people can identify with you.
Yeah, the way you write is very easy to relate to. So, like, even with Housing Room Blues, which, you know, is quite a poignant song in, you know, in lots of ways, you know, I was visualising what you were singing about as you were singing about it. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I think you should keep going if you're happy to.
I'm quite happy. This song, next one I had a go at, it's called Goodbye Mary Jane, which actually relates to that in respect of, obviously, Mary Jane's euphemism for other things. And I did give up the dope, say, 2 years this Christmas. And so I wrote this. When I couldn't write this song 2 years ago, because every time I tried to write the song, I just wanted to smoke a joint and get off my face and all that.
Yeah.
But the idea is to sort of mulled over for a while, and it's really only this last year that I've come to and finished the song. And through one of the members of the group, of the songwriting group, they sent it off to a competition. It was a nationwide competition. And surprise, surprise, I got myself into the final.
Oh, that's awesome.
The final 10,
so
which
great.
I just didn't believe at the time.
And it's national too, isn't it? Yeah.
Apparently, it is national, yeah. And so I went up to Sydney, and I did the semi-final down in Melbourne and got through that. And I went up to Sydney, and I didn't actually win the competition, but apparently I was told afterwards I won the People's Award, so the people in the room actually liked the song.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but it's called Goodbye Mary Jane. It's quite a tricky one to play, and I come later to the CD, which I've been doing, but it's actually on the CD. But I do play it now with other people, and it takes the pressure off me having to play the guitar while I'm singing. People who know out there will know, you know, singing and playing at the same time is not always easy. And so this one, again, would be a bit tricky to play with me and sort of playing as well. So bear with me, but it's called Goodbye Mary Jane.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm sitting in this awful place, staring reality in the face. Only through death achieving grace, I'm living the best I can. I took up with Mary Jane, help me live without pain. Gave me a rainbow without the rain, living the best I can. But that world was not ideal. The reality was never real. Had to change the way I feel, living the best I can. I said goodbye to Mary Jane. I will not see her again. Nothing lost and all to gain, they've been the best I can. Sitting in this brand new place, now a member of the human race, now through life achieving grace, living the best I can. Been a while since Mary Jane, she now lives down memory lane. Kept the rainbow, I don't mind the rain, living the best I can. Living the best I can. Living the best I can.
God, that was awesome. Like, that was just so beautiful. Thank you. That's just a great song. I feel spoiled. I don't know if you do. Just saying that to Helen, who's panelling here today. That was a beautiful song. Thank I can you. See why it would be hard to sing and play the guitar. The guitar work was absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, I always find it awkward sometimes, sort of, you know, trying to sort of sing through a mic and playing and reading lyrics. I'm reading lyrics. Shouldn't have probably said that. People sitting at home don't know I'm actually reading lyrics.
Well, how are you reading lyrics? Because you told me earlier that you've just had cataracts removed and you've got macular degeneration.
Well, I read them with difficulty. I sort of partially know the song, as it were.
Yeah.
And I can only see some of the lyrics. And so I see the bits I read, jogs my memory for the lines. So it gets a bit hit and miss. And I have to sort of do things from memory, and I sometimes come out with lines that are not actually in there. written in the song, but generally I try and keep it the same. But it can be difficult. It's
how long have you had macula?
Probably this last 15-20 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
apparently it's all partly caused by sort of drugs, alcohol, and that sort of stuff. It hasn't exactly helped it. And I had some hemorrhaging behind the eye recently as well, which didn't help matters. But hey, you know. Everyone's got their problems, haven't they?
Yeah. I think you should keep going if you're happy to. I'm not trying to wear you out. Well, we can talk a little bit about Wild at Heart while you think of another song. So Wild at Heart is, run by Philip Hoetzenroder. And so there's songwriting workshops in several places. Heidelberg is a place.
Well, they've moved from South Heidelberg. Melbourne? They're now at Reservoir. Reservoir Library. And they meet on Mondays. And they have sort of 10 weeks or so in a term, and then they do a little shindig at the end. In fact, if anyone's around the Wesleyan tomorrow up at Northcote from 2 to 5, pop in, because they're doing their sort of end of term gig, where all the participants in the writing workshop will be in there singing the songs they've written that term. So that's quite a sort of lively, and it'll be a lovely, beautiful day tomorrow. So get yourself out on a tram or wherever, and get up to the Wesleyan at Northcote and on the High Street there.
And I've been to one of these events at Bar 303 where people got up and played, and it was a lively event, and it was fantastic with lots of raw voices and songwriting and lyrics and stuff, and a great supportive audience, you know, and an easy to get to place. Just the High Street tram will get you there.
Yeah, number 86 tram, I think it is.
Yeah.
If you get off at the Town Hall, and it's on the opposite right side of the road to the Town Hall.
Yeah. So you've been doing the songwriting for a couple of years now, or a few years?
I think I lose track, actually, but I think this has come up to my fourth year, about 4 years I think I've been doing it. It's
You could teach now. You could be the teacher. start your own school. Sorry, Philip, I'm joking.
No, I wouldn't be in competition with Wild at Heart. I don't know. I mean, my age, because I'm getting on a bit now. My next birthday will be my 70th, so I'm sort of...
Wow.
One of the things that's pleased me this year is that after lots of haranguing and thinking about it and fumbling around with microphones, I've actually now produced my first CD, which I just finished recording, and will be out next week.
That's great. Now, where will that be available from?
At this stage, I don't know. It's still being printed. But there is sort of talk of trying to get to places like JB Hi-Fi, via sort of MGM and these people. But what I'll be doing is when I do gigs, I'll be taking it along to the gig, and it'll be available at gigs when I do them there. But so it's early days yet for that.
And who worked with you on the CD?
The other performer was Dan Parsons, who was one of the facilitators down at Soul Green. He's a smashing guy, a brilliant performer and singer-songwriter in his own right. And he played second guitar and did one of the backing vocals on one of the tracks. But it was a real pleasure to work with Dan. So, Dan, if you're out there, thanks, mate. It was good on you. It was some great work you did there. And working with other musicians, because I used to work on my own all the time, and working with other people, since I've been off drugs and whatever, I realise that interaction now is possible, and that you can learn quicker, learn faster, and the give and take is much quicker.
Well, that's fantastic. Can we have another track, something off the CD?
But again, I don't want people to judge the CD on my performance today, because when you get in a studio and record, you don't get it right, you do it again, you refine it, there's another guitar on it, when it's just live, it can sometimes sound a bit ragged, and I'm not sort of feeling that the best. I'm feeling a bit all fingers and thumbs today, so it's
well, you just play whatever you like.
I think what I'd play this one. The rooming house I live in is just off Grey Street in St Kilda, and this song is really about reverts back to the time when I was a bit of an alky, as we're drinking, and it's a business as usual on Grey Street. So really, it's sort of set in and around the sacred mission on Grey Street.
Yeah.
So I haven't played I haven't played this one for a while. So we give it a whirl.
Great. You're listening to Eddie Inc. This is 3CR. It's International Day for People with Disability. And for those people who are missing out on Swing and Sway, thanks very much to those crew for letting us record broadcast today. So here's Eddie Inc.
Outside the sacred mission, standing in the rain, Grey Street, St Kilda, trying to abstain, feeling very empty, filled with despair. One life to live, and no one to care. To worship, others come to pray. From the lonely of midnight to the exposed light of day, some arrive in coffins and are taken away. It's business as usual on the grave. Come, let me show you. Cold light of dawn, standing on the corner, soul that has been torn. She was once a beauty, had her mother's eyes. Now she carries with her all her father's lies. Some come to worship, others come to pray. From the lonely of midnight to the exposed light of day, some arrive in coffins and are taken away. It's business as usual on the grave. It's business as usual on the grave. All this business as usual on the grave.
Thanks, Eddie. That was beautiful. when you, like, where will you be for Christmas this year?
In my room, in the rooming house.
You don't, you won't go down to any of the events, no, like at Sacred Heart or anything like that?
No, no, probably might be sit out in the garden, maybe.
Yeah.
Under the nectarine tree. Planted a stone in the garden about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's grown into a nectarine tree. And,
a bearing, one that bears fruits?
Yes, some years it does. When the leaf curl hasn't got hold of it, which it did this year, and I think there's about 2 nectarines on it, but and the possums will probably have those as well. So
Yeah. I've got a little tree.
It provides shade, you know, it's probably just nice to sit underneath it, really.
Yeah. What are your plans for promoting the CD once it's out?
Again,
haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty useless. All that sort of stuff. It's I don't know. I'm in a way, I sort of, in a strange way, I feel that the mission was to actually just produce a CD.
Yeah.
Having got that far, I thought, well, you know, it's sort of almost like job done. You know, I'm not really sort of into money much these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as I'm on a disability pension, and I sort of, for my modest needs, I don't run cars and, you know, phones and computers and all that sort of stuff. So I'm quite happy sort of chirping away on my own. So I haven't even thought about that yet.
Yeah. What's the actual CD called?
It's called Finally Landed, which is really a statement of my sort of progression of my life to the point I've got to now, which, yeah, I do feel now like I have finally landed. I've got, you know, at the ripe old age of 70, I've finally got my sort of 2 feet on the ground. I'm off of all the drugs, alcohol, yeah, all the, you know, all the bits and pieces that go with life. And I'm now quite settled, and it just seemed like the last track on it. I don't have the song with me, but the last track on it is called Finally Landed. And it sort of sums up the other 10 tracks. It's got 11 tracks on it. It sums up the other 10 tracks. So it sort of feels like a package when you get to the last track.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, a bit of a journey.
Do you have a favourite song on the album?
The last one, Finally Landed, I think, is the one that, if anything, will, you know, if you're talking about selling, that's the one that would sell it. Because it's the one, it just came out beautifully. Some lovely guitar playing by Dan on it. And it sort of gels together, and it sort of sums everything up, and it feels right, you know.
That sounds great. We've got a little bit of time left. You happy to keep playing?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I'm running out of energy.
All right. Well, we can play a track and come back to you.
What I could do is maybe I'll have a go at one here. It's called I Got Some Peace at Last, which is about the breakup of my first marriage, but it was 35 years ago, so I don't think we're treading on any toes now by singing.
No.
About it. But I think it's far away from the event now to actually sing a song. And it's not a major song. It's just... It's just a sort of a bit of fun, but I haven't done it for a while. Like a lot of these songs, I haven't actually played because I haven't really done gigs. I don't do gigs that often, and I probably ought to do more to get better at it. And I do apologise to listeners at home. I'm all fingers and thumbs today. I don't know why.
I don't think they can tell.
It's the way that goes, you know, playing wrong chords and wrong whatever. But,
well, this will be the last song for Eddying today, and we have just loved having you here in the studio today, and it's been just such a treat to have you playing and singing for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been really pleasant. I really love coming to 3CR. It's a great radio station. Everyone support it as much as they can.
Thank you.
Okay, this is called Got Some Peace at Last. Well, she's gone, took the dog to write a song, that's what I'll do. Honey, I miss the dog more than you. Oh, I've got some peace at last. Rufus was the black dog's name. He wasn't fierce, he was real tame. I'm like the missus, a fiery dame. I hope the peace will last. Glad that she has said goodbye. Happy she's left the house. We didn't see eye to eye. Fought like cat and mouse. She took the CDs and left Lenny Cohen and Bob Dylan, the wind still blowing. Tonight the beer will be flowing. I've got some peace at last. Take away pizza and I'm well fed. No more cold feet in the bed. I get on the doona instead. Oh, I've got some peace at last. Happy that she's left the house. Her tongue was always wagging. We didn't fight like cat and mouse, more like George and the dragon. Happy that she's out of my life. She was like a squeaky cog. Glad she's no longer my wife, but I really miss the dog. Hey, tonight will be real fine. Watch the footy on Channel 9. Have that extra bottle of wine. Oh, I've got some peace at last. I've got some peace at last. Got some peace at last.
Ah, that's funny. I love the George and the Dragon line. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Eddie Ink, who's been our special guest this afternoon, one of our special guests this afternoon. So what I would like to do before we go out is thank you, Eddie. It's been great. And thank Kate Hood. And also thank Ross DeVent for coming in today. Thank you to Helen Gwillem for panelling and Michael Smith being our tech person. We'll go to a track. It's International Day for People with Disability. Also, jazz on a Saturday will not be on at 4 o'clock today for those people at home. We're going into Progressive Beats with Jared at 4 o'clock and then The Boldness at 5. So just tune in and listen to something different, and normal broadcasting will resume next week. Okay, thank you very much. I'm Liz Wright. This has been Are You Looking at Me?
Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia, on the Kulin Nation. For more information and to find out how you can support 3CR, go to www.3cr.org.au.